Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we've gone into mRNA meats before, we've gone into the food supply a lot before, and now they're really closing in on us. This out of allnewspipeline.com, it says, are you ready to eat food grown by Big Pharma in huge steel tanks loaded with vaxes? Engineered atmospheric events have us closing in on famine and mass starvation. And, you know, we have mainstream media articles like this one already talking from just last month about how we need to put mRNA vaccines in the meat. And this is becoming a more and more frequent narrative. And, of course, there's a lot of questions of can it be absorbed, blah, 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 blah. But the point is we don't need mRNA in the food supply. We don't need all these injections in the food supply. And we already know that swine, many pigs, going back to 2018, have already had forms of mRNA injections before. Now, the American Cattlemen Association, as well as the Canadian Cattlemen Association, also said, oh, well, we're not going to do that. There's going to be an investigation first. But, you know, we heard a lot of that stuff with the injections in the first place, with the masks, with the lockdowns, with all that kind of stuff. And they're already putting some really horrible stuff in it. And of course, you know, not everyone is privy to the information. So, you know, the guy who says we're not doing that at the American Cattlemen Association isn't necessarily in on the agenda. And therefore, he could say that and not have any idea what he's talking about. And, you know, this is an agenda that's being pushed by the World Economic Forum. And, you know, people have said in the past, how do you predict so many things so far ahead of time? And I say, I'm not. I'm just reading what they say they're going to do. And they basically get away with every single thing they say they're going to do. So that is why, of course, this is such a big issue. And we're going to go into some of these examples from allnewspipeline.com today because they did a great job putting this all together. But before we do, my friends, I urge people to check those links below. We are in an emergency situation here at World Alternative Media. We have never faced such a huge financial issues, not just the debt from our 15 Minute City documentary that we're still working on, but also huge legal fees that I can't go into at this moment, but they are just absolutely obliterating us right now. We're at huge risk, and we also have medical fees. It is an insane time, and it's like one thing after another, but I trust in God, and I know that a lot of the great people out there can contribute and help if they can. And again, you guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you to those who've pledged in the last 24 hours. Again, you guys are the heartbeat of independent media and truth, and we aren't funded by Big Pharma like a lot of the medias. We are funded by the viewer, and you guys keep us in check. Also, you can find that GoGetFunding.com campaign in the description, but you can also find HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. We have organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. And even if you don't qualify for the free shipping, I still urge you to use code WAM, W-A-M. It can help keep your family alive and away from this mRNA food, away from the supply chain collapse, away from the bread lines that they hope to connect to your CBDC and enslave you with in the Great Reset. So please take this seriously. Check those links below. And again, if you go to HeavensHarvest.com, that's code WAM, W-A-M. Now let's get into this. Speaking of food, this out of AllNewsPipeline.com, as I said, are you ready to eat food grown by Big Pharma in huge steel tanks loaded with vaxes? Engineered atmospheric events have us closing in on famine and mass starvation. And as the article goes into, it says, we live in perplexing times. It's almost inconceivable to think that there's a war being waged against food, an absolute and undeniable necessity of life. Yet, here we stand, on the precipice of what looks like a catastrophic agenda against global sustenance, something I've been talking about for a couple years now. It says, so what's this newfound hostility against the thing that keeps us alive? Take a deep breath. Farming uses nitrogen, and suddenly nitrogen is the new antagonist in the tale of global warming. The narrative is simple. Eliminate nitrogen and save the world. Yet in the name of preservation, entire segments of our food production are under siege. Consider rice, a staple for half the world's population. Renowned agencies claim rice accounts for roughly 10% of global methane emissions, emphasizing the urgent need to curtail its production. But the ramifications? Starvation for billions. And we know that recently there's been panic buying of rice due to Indian restrictions on the exporting of rice. So that's a big one. Same with wheat. It continues here. It says, look to the Netherlands for further evidence. Dutch farmers, the backbone of a nation that is leading and leading exporter of meat and agricultural products, number two in the world, by the way, are being chased off their lands. A staggering number, 3,000 farms are forecasted to be confiscated in the coming years. The tragic fallout is evident with a reported 20 to 30 farmers tragically ending their lives annually. They're making it as hard as possible. Our friends in Europe are no stranger to these baffling decisions either. The European Commission greenlit a strategy to compensate livestock farmers for halting their operations in certain areas with a stipulation that they never resume their animal breeding activities. The implications are clear: a drop in global food availability and an inevitable spike in prices. So this is obviously a huge, huge, huge problem that affects all of you out there. It says, remember Sri Lanka's ill-fated venture into 100% organic farming? The island nation faced a humanitarian nightmare with a staggering 90% of its population on the brink of starvation. And of course, those are globalists that go into that organic market, make put wax and all this kind of stuff on the product so it's still bad for you, and cut down the actual stock. It's all an attack. It's a war on the food supply. It says, and the Western leader's stance on agriculture? Eric Utter encapsulates it perfectly in American Thinker. And I quote, the attack on farming by Western leaders is shockingly negligent. It's criminal, especially when such views ignore the glaring fact that while agriculture may account for 33% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, it simultaneously sustains every single human being on this planet. Organizations like the World Economic Forum tout visions of a farm-free future. Huh. That totally sounds sustainable. Huh. Just absolute psychotic. Dreaming of a world where food is crafted in sterile labs and humans are herded into congested urban centers, 15-minute cities. Toss digital currency into this dystopian mix, and you have the ultimate formula for absolute dominance. In our modern era, the recipe is simple. Concoct a crisis, even if none exists, incite racial tensions among children, reverse the progress women achieved over decades. We talked about this in our previous video. Worsen shortages of and tamper with the money supply. Tackle borders haphazardly. Condemn specific foods. Close farms or incite wars to create famine. Muzzle voices of dissent by labeling truth as misinformation. A tactic reminiscent of the Cloward Piven. Create a crisis and implement severe measures to address that very crisis. Problem, reaction, solution. And repeat the Hegelian dialectic. It says, our global food supply is now in peril thanks to overblown reactions to the so-called nitrogen issue. But why this apathy? Sri Lanka, for instance, is an alarming testament to this flawed approach. The truth remains that nitrogen is pivotal for plant metabolism. Without commercial nitrogen fertilizers, hunger was a dire reality in many corners of the world. If we shun these fertilizers, we voluntarily invite famine back into our lives. The idea of bug diets, rewilding, and organic farming might sound avant-garde, but they certainly won't satisfy global hunger. It's glaringly evident that this isn't just about combating climate change. It's at its core, it's an insidious bid for control. The world stands at a critical juncture. It's time to confront these disguised agendas and defend our plates. After all, when the stakes are survival, there's no room for compromise. Now, with this push for mRNA in the meat at the same time, we face an existential crisis because it's obvious that they're doing this all as a coordinated effort. They use the COVID-19 lockdowns as a way to prep us for it. We all remember, of course, the issue that we all witnessed with the supply chain issues during the beginning phases of the lockdowns. Panic buying toilet paper, that was all manufactured and it was all done on purpose. But there's more to this. Look, they're creating a World War III crisis. They're demoralizing children and weakening kids, and they're creating eugenics operations so that people can't have kids in the future. They're trying to kill babies. They are going after the food supply. They are going after the energy grid. John Kerry says farms are causing climate change. And then he also says, but climate change is destroying farms, and therefore we need to get rid of farms. It's insanity. We have the likes of Greta Thunberg pushing that too. The Guardian, we've all gone into that in previous videos. But all the while, we have, you know, these instances of factory fires and the destruction of, and all these export bans and all that kind of stuff, the destruction of substations and the sabotage, of course. Then an economic crisis. Then a housing crisis, so we will own nothing and we will be happy, as they say. And all these things coordinate into one path. And of course, it's similar to the Vax Pass. As they say, as they openly admit, they want us all with vaccines in 15-minute cities on CBDCs attached to a unified ledger. We already have FedNow, and FedNow in the United States was passed in July. And every bank payment basically that you're making from your bank to another bank or through PayPal or through Zelle or through Cash App is going through the Federal Reserve first. And they say things that are socially unacceptable can be stopped in the middle as a middleman. If that's the case, then, of course, we are dealing with the beginning phases of social credit. We also have the restrictions on food purchases in New York that they're pushing forward right now. We have the same in the UK. They're attaching carbon credits to bank accounts. And, of course, they want us all attached to these smart meters that tell the government how much gas, electricity, and water we use on a daily basis. So this is all happening in front of us right now. There's no mistake of it. So the question is, what are people doing about it? Because, you know, the food is the essence of life. And Bill Gates is buying up all this farmland next to Chinese bases in places like North Dakota, just on the NAFTA highway below Winnipeg, Canada, where they have climate camps, which was leaked last year, which showed that they were creating armories and, of course, interrogation rooms in these climate camps. This isn't conspiracy theory. And they are going after not just the farmers in the Netherlands, but Ireland, Canada, Austria, the United States, and they're signing on to these agreements. And meanwhile, everyone's joining BRICS, as we just saw, with Saudi Arabia and all these other countries, to move into the East. So it's obviously a coordinated collapse of Western civilization, but they need an excuse to do that. And in order to do that, they need chaos to get that order. So they need a World War III scenario. They need an economic collapse. They need a supply chain collapse, an energy grid collapse, you know, a housing market collapse. And they need to use that as in order to go into CBDCs to lock us down forever under a unified ledger. With digital IDs attached to our bank accounts. And if people are like, I'm super awake, I'm not allowing this to happen, okay, do you have storable foods? Do you have gold and silver? Do you have all these things that we try to provide as solutions? Because if you don't, then you will succumb to it. Like, there's nothing you can do if you aren't prepared ahead of time. But that's besides the point at this point. You know, if people haven't actually gone and done anything about it now, I mean, that clock is ticking so much. The United Nations says they want to lock down basically every country in the world under their provisions, regardless of what, you know, different governments around the world say. And they're bragging about it. They are the same ones that want to create that digital ID attached to bank accounts. And they're saying if there's a new pandemic, which they're pushing right now, if there is a climate, issue, if we have a climate catastrophe, and that's why there's arsonists burning down forests everywhere in the world right now and getting caught doing it, and the media is not talking about it. If there's an alien invasion, Operation Bluebeam, complete falsified holographic kind of stuff to scare people into compliance. If there is a black swan event, so maybe a terrorist attack, whatever it might be. If there is an economic collapse. So they use all these as examples, and all these coordinate to create the same puzzle. And all the while, putting mRNA in the meat, there's already been traces of mRNA in meat across the United States. They found in different studies. And of course, at the same time, we're starting to finally see non-vaccinated people that are young suddenly having myocarditis, which tells us, okay, it could be in the food. It could be sprayed from the sky. It could be in the water. It could be, we don't know. I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on that because we don't know. But we know something's going on. We know they are targeting us directly. And we know they're using all these things as an excuse. And the final straw, of course, will be not just the food and all that kind of stuff, but the demoralization of children, the sexualization of children, the destruction of the family structure, the rejection of God, the rejection of individualism and voluntarism apart from the government, because everyone sees the government as mommy and daddy, because people have been weakened over decades to, you know, depend on parents, not be independent, and then they grow up and they don't know what to do. And the next thing they know, they are dependent on the government because it's the next step up for someone that might take care of them, even though the plot is, of course, to sacrifice them on the altar. That is the issue here. So vaccines and food, major issue right now, on top of all the other issues that affect the supply chain and these climate policies. None of this is done accidentally. No one is stupid enough in the face of all these supply chain issues to bring in these climate policies. It is so over the top absurd. And yet, here we are. It's on purpose. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of a civilization for a new Tower of Babel, for a new world order. And that world order, look, Henry Kissinger met with Mao Zedong back in the 1970s to create an alliance with China and prop them up as a monopoly for exporting and importing. Now, at the time, they were facing starvation. Why would he do that? Well, it's a long, drawn-out mission. A few years later, Zbigniew Brzezinski created the Trilateral Commission, which was moved to create a global technocracy and use China as a guinea pig state. Fast forward to today, China is a technocratic hellhole, and they do have all the policies that the World Economic Forum is trying to push on everyone else. And they are getting rid of cars in places like Paris, private cars in the center of the city, short-haul flights. They're trying to ban meat, and they're trying to ban private cars, and they're trying to ban private property. All these things are happening. And we do see carbon credits coming in. This was the goal, to prop up the U.S. empire to a point where it was based in war and violence and, you know, still under the guise of independence, but, you know, how it actually is on the ground. And then collapse the economy here, because they knew if inflation would weaken people over the decades, and eventually it would get to a breaking point, and they needed a tactic to get out of that. So when that comes down, they need to go after the food, they have to go after everything, so everyone's desperate, so they don't riot on the government. They take whatever solution the government gives them, and that will be a move from the Western Empire into the Eastern Empire. That will be BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and South Africa. And with the recent summit, it looks like Saudi Arabia, Argentina, and about 6.6 billion population worldwide, which is evident right now that the U.S. has already lost, all by design. The war between Russia and Ukraine is fake. The war between China and Taiwan is fake. The war between the U.S. and Russia is fake. It's all fake. Janet Yellen was just in China, bowing to Xi Jinping and bowing to their ministers. They're getting ready for the switch up. And this is everyone's warning right now to do something about it. But of course, alas, it comes down to every single person watching out there. I urge people to check out heavensharvest.com and use code WAM, W-A-M, and don't wait. Get your long-term storable foods today. There's non-GMO, there's organic. Good luck finding this in the future when you are in a Bill Gates ration line getting mRNA or just plain vaccinated foods that aren't meat and eatings of bugs. This could save your family's life. What are you waiting for? I know a lot of you have done it already, and a lot of you are sick of hearing about it, but it could save lives. Every single person that gets one of these products, it could be saved lives and prolonged lives versus a great reset. So go to heavensharvest.com. There's long-term storable foods. There's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and get prepared today. This is no joke, and it is coming down on us fast, my friends. I know I'm putting up lots of videos on this. It's because it's urgent. I wouldn't do it otherwise. Because this whole COVID thing is now also going to distract from the other issues that we're facing simultaneously so that they can move forward without us even noticing. It's a normalization tactic. Of course, we have things like KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM where you could buy physical gold and silver. And of course, you could roll over into physical gold and silver IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, checking, savings, and brokerage accounts. You get a whole bunch of free special reports if you go to that. You can outlive this CBDC tyranny. And of course, Kirk Elliott is the author of 11 books. He's a double PhD. You go to that link, you get those free special reports, and you can go and sign up for a phone call with him today. So don't wait until it's too late on that one, because that is also one of those issues where the time is certainly running out. You can get batteries, lithium batteries, solar generators, solar panels, power banks, etc. at Lion Energy, linked in the description. If you go through our link, you get free shipping and a bunch of money off and 100% money back guarantee, so you aren't dependent on the government grid, which is silly in the first place. Of course, as I mentioned before, my friends, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there at that link, or you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, when purchasing this. This will likely be banned someday, and they're trying to kill us, so, and cancer's through the roof, so let's not dilly-daddle on this either, my friends. I know I'm giving you a lot of stuff, but hey, this is about preserving our lives, our liberties, our future, our ability to create a beautiful new civilization in the aftermath of the Great Reset. By the way, you can go and, as I mentioned earlier, check out our GoGetFunding.com campaign and help us if you can with our legal fees, our medical fees, our debts. It's insane right now. We're just getting sideswiped. God is on our side, but he always wants to test us, and we are willing to take that test. But all the while, we are going through a lot of pain and suffering here, and we've never been so close to having to close doors. So we are dependent on those of you that watch us, listen, support us. Thank you so much to all of you that help support us. And of course, we don't just have that GoGetFunding.com campaign. We also have, of course, Patreon and Subscribestar. And once we get a few more people on there, we'll be doing weekly videos just for those subscribers as well. Of course, we are on we have our Teespring store. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, if you please, including privacy coins. We are on Telegram at World Alternative Media. We're on, of course, band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, Brighteon, and Rockfin at World Alternative Media. And we're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. We're on the Bad Guys, TikTok, and Instagram, World Alternative Media, as well as Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and on all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, where we were obviously banned. Anyway, we appreciate everyone watching. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I appreciate everyone watching. Live by example. Live freely. This is your time to shine in the face of all these things that are happening. We are the revolutionaries. We will win. But we have to stand by our heart, by God, by our family, by our individualism, by our freedom. And freedom isn't something we hold in our hands. You are free or you're not. It's time everyone decides that. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.